It was one of our economy's darkest days in years. FT Wilson is slashing 760 jobs. The top total, the final total, could be as high as 1,300. The company's US parent, Caterpillar, is shifting work from Northern Ireland to China. Yesterday's news came on top of the latest depressing unemployment figures. Our jobless total is still rising, while unemployment is falling across the water. Well, in a moment, we will speak to Alistair Hamilton, who is the man with one of the most important jobs in the Northern Ireland economy. Alistair, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, good morning. First of all, let's speak to the Finance Minister, Sammy Wilson. Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, now that you've had a few hours to reflect on this news, what are your feelings this morning?
Well, they're no different than what they were when the company brought me in on Wednesday and talked to me about it. Devastated, because many of the people who are affected, of course, are my own constituents. It's one of the major employers in East Antrim. And, of course, it was regarded as one of the engineering successes in the Northern Ireland economy. And, you know, for many people who are facing the uncertainty of unemployment, of the loss of income, I think that, you know, all that we can do is ask, what efforts can we now make to fill the gap which the losses of FT Wilson's are going to create?
Sammy, we're finding it really difficult to hear you this morning. I'm not sure if you're on a speakerphone. We'll speak to Alistair Hamilton. We'll come back to you in just a second or two. And Alistair, I know you're staying with us today for a few minutes. We'll go straight back to the Finance Minister as soon as we can. When did you know about this news, Alistair?
Well, we knew about it a few days ago.
A few days ago.
Yes. Well, and whenever you ask the question, when did you know about it? It is the question. When did we know the job numbers, I take it the question is? Well, we only knew the job numbers a few days ago. I think it was pretty well signalled in July this year, whenever the company said that they were going through this plan, that there was going to be a further part of this. They had indicated that very clearly. The scale of the second element of this has taken everybody by surprise. But we were aware of it a few days ago, but no longer than that.
You see, some people, Alistair, might expect the head of InvestNI to have such a relationship with these big companies. Maybe this isn't how it works. That you will have a heads up so that we can try centrally. You know, government and InvestNI can try to convince these companies not to do it. Is that not the real one?
Well, the relationship is there. And,
it's clearly not.
Well, it is. And it lasts right up to the chief executive of overall Caterpillar Group. So, you know, that's a relationship that has stood us very well in the past.
In terms of
understanding the details, you've got to ask the question, did the firm want that information to be visible and available? You've got to ask the question, did they want to get into a debate about a global strategy that they had world-leading consultants in developing for them? Did they want to get into a debate, and was it profitable for them to get into a debate with a local economic development agency working on the margins of what is a global challenge? And that's the question. You know, our plan and our strategy with Caterpillar over the last few years is to support them, very clearly support them in the high value, high manufacturing end of their business. And that's what we've been doing.
Alistair, we'll develop this with you in the programme today, but I know the Minister is short for time. Sammy, do we have a plan here as to how to tackle this?
Well, I mean, I think that, first of all, do we have a plan how to tackle the FT Wilson situation?
Yes.
There are a number of things that we can do, and I know that already, because we've spoken with Arden Foster and Stephen Farry and Peter Robinson and myself spoke together yesterday. Dell will be looking at what opportunities there are either for placing people in other firms where there are engineering jobs available, and there are, I mean, there are still firms which are recruiting at present, and we'll try and match up the skills with the firms which are still recruiting. The second thing we're doing, and I mean, Alistair has talked there about the relationship with Caterpillar, we'll be looking with Caterpillar at what opportunities there are for moving other activities which are in the Caterpillar group into some of the capacity which is available here in Northern Ireland, and some of the stuff which they outsource at present, can it be brought to Northern Ireland? So for the FT Wilson situation, yes, there are things that we can do. And don't forget, some of the people who were declared redundant in July because of matching up their skills with firms which are already recruiting and looking for engineering skills. Some of those have already found jobs.
But is that not... Sorry, explain to me how this works. One second, because is that not overly optimistic insofar as if the Caterpillar Group had any intent to work with you, to bring other parts of their business to Northern Ireland, surely they would have sat down with the executive, with yourself, with Arlene Foster, and organised this, or even mooted it before the announcement?
Well, I think that the decisions that were made in response to the SG Wilson plant were part of the look at the whole power gen part of the business. What they have said, and we have already spoken to the management, is that they are prepared to work with InvestNI, and that's where the kind of relationship which Alistair and InvestNI have with the management internationally of Caterpillar can be brought to use and brought to fruition. And hopefully, I don't know what will come from that, Stephen, but you asked, what are, have we any ideas as to what we can do? Those are some of the kinds of things that we've been looking at. Can we immediately match people who have got skills, marketable skills, with companies that currently are recruiting? And secondly, can we work with Caterpillar? It might not be in the power gen end of the business, but are there any other activities within the international Caterpillar group that could be brought to Northern Ireland using the skills that we have here and using the capacity that they have here?
Are you angry with the company, Minister?
I've got to say that when they made the first announcements in July, I met with them. I know that Arlene met with them as well. We knew that there were going to be further redundancies at that stage. We made the offer to work with them to see if there was anything that the executive could do to mitigate and ameliorate the situation. There wasn't any communication, though I think as the head of InvestNI has said, given the reasons that there were for these redundancies, the lack of demand worldwide, the competition and the cost base in China, the logistics and the cost of logistics of moving parts to Northern Ireland and moving out again, there probably wasn't anything that could have been done. But at least, and this is where I am disappointed and angry with them, at least I feel that that could have been communicated to us at an earlier stage rather than getting an announcement this week.
So is that not disrespect from them?
Well,
I wonder if you are in an invidious situation here in that you need to talk positively about this company which still provides employment in Northern Ireland, and yet have they not treated Northern Ireland very poorly?
Well, you know, I think, you know, in all of these things, and it's got to be measured, Stephen, because we have a responsibility to try and ensure that the damage which has been done to the economy is not exacerbated. So from that point of view, I expressed my disappointment. I've already expressed it to the management that, you know, it would have been good that at least have had this conversation. On the other hand, you know, Caterpillar have invested over the years tens of millions of pounds in the local economy. I don't know what opportunities there are for the future. All I do know is that the offer is there to work with InvestNI and with the executive to see if some jobs can be moved. And don't forget, we service Caterpillar on an international basis when it comes to HR, when it comes to accounts, etc. Are there more opportunities for that? Let's look and see if there are. And that's why I think it is important that whilst we express our disappointment, and I'm sure that many of the workers, because they've already spoken to me, have felt that they should have been kept better informed. Whilst we express our anger and our disappointment, that we still have to continue to work with the firm.
I understand
because
that
it is an important. It will still be.
But of course, some of those workers are engineers. They're not going to go into HR, are they? Tell me this: if the corporation tax rate in Northern Ireland had have been lower, do you think FG Wilson would have stayed?
I don't think in the case of FG Wilson it would have made any difference, because don't forget, FG Wilson were not declaring a huge profit in 2010.
Has anybody asked them how significant the corporation tax rate in Northern Ireland would have been to their decision?
I have put that to them. They weren't making big profits in 2010. I don't know, and they haven't declared whether they made any profit at all in 2011. But even given the scale of profit in 2010, had corporation tax been halved it would have made very, very little difference because it would probably be about £1 million. And that, you know, if it had been, if Caterpillar were closing or taking that amount of work out of Northern Ireland for the sake of £1 or £2, we'd have found £1 or £2. I mean, the corporation tax, unless you're paying or earning big profits, then the corporation tax change was not going to make a great deal of difference financially.
And finally, Sammy, where are we with corporation tax? Is a decision going to be made, and do you and your party want it lowered?
Well, first of all, we do want it lowered. And indeed, I think, as Alistair will tell you, despite the fact that we don't have corporation tax at present, we are still being fairly successful in attracting jobs into Northern Ireland, creating jobs in Northern Ireland. I'll let Alistair give you the figures, but they are quite impressive. I believe we could do better had we got corporation tax devolved. But I've always said, and I've said this to you time and time again, Stephen, it cannot be at the price of at a price which is unrealistic and unsustainable and more than what we're entitled to pay anyway. I mean, it's my view now that we have kicked the figures around long enough. It's now time for political decision. We need some certainty. Invest in. I need some certainty to go out and either tell people we're going to have this or we're not going to have it.
Who should make that decision? Who makes that decision?
That decision has got to be made by the government at Westminster. I think it's a political decision now. All of the officials have trotted out the figures which they believe should be attached to this, but there now needs to be a political decision. And I know that Peter Robinson yesterday met with the Secretary of State and conveyed that to her as well.
Has the minutiae behind that decision, in other words, what you were telling me when you were on this programme last, is that there needs to be a hard negotiation with Across the Water, because if we lower the corporation tax here, there will be a price to pay. Have those numbers been crunched? Have you got that in front of you? Are we ready to go?
The numbers have been crunched. Have we agreed the numbers? No, there's a difference on both sides. I believe that the Treasury view of it is higher than what it should be. We have got a figure in mind as what we believe.
Is there a significant gap between you and the Treasury?
There is still a gap.
Is it a big gap?
It has been closed, and the Treasury have conceded some of the points that we have made over the summer. But I think we're now down to politicians making the decision about what the final figure should be, and that's where I think it's important now that the First and Deputy First Minister engage with the Chancellor and the Prime Minister.
But Sammy, can you give us any sense, this is the last question, of a timescale on this, a deadline on this, that Northern Ireland will set itself, and indeed that we will set Across the Water to say, look, here's the score, this is what we want to do, or we're walking away. And there needs to, therefore, then be a plan B. We can't talk about this for years.
I agree with you, Stephen. I mean, I might be sticking my neck out here because there might be different of opinion on this. I feel that we've got to the point where there really isn't any value in talking about the figures anymore. I think that we ought to be in the autumn now getting a final decision that either, look, the price you're asking is too high, Westminster's not prepared to change that, and therefore the project is dead in the water, or else we can get down and get a price settled which will enable us to go ahead and help to rebalance the economy. I'm going to say...
So the deadline, Sammy, the deadline's 2012, right? We should not get into 2013. That's what you are saying.
Well, I believe that it should be done this autumn. That is my own view. I believe that it's unfair that Arlene Foster is still left with this uncertainty when she goes to try and sell Northern Ireland to outside investors. I think that people will get rather cynical if we don't get this hammered down finally. And I think that it is doable. And, you know, if the government at Westminster is really serious about making Northern Ireland less dependent on the public sector, helping us to rebalance the economy, they know that here is one. It's not the only answer, Stephen. I mean, there are other things that need to be done, but here is one lever that they can give us. We believe that the figures that we are producing are robust.
And what rate are we looking at?
There are benefits to both the Treasury and to the government at Westminster and to ourselves in increased revenue and job promotion. And Now it's a question of getting political decision on that.
What rate are you looking at?
Sorry?
What rate are you looking at?
Well, we have said that we want to at least match the rate in the Irish Republic, if not go lower.
Well, but this is my point. If this decision needs to be made in the autumn, my goodness, we're in the autumn. It's September, isn't it? Then here we are. We're here now. So are you pitching 12.5%? Are you pitching less than 12.5%? You've told me in this interview, Minister, that the numbers have been crunched. So yeah. What is our pitch?
And the final decision will be for the executive. But
what do you think it should be? You're the finance minister. Should it be?
We have already expressed the view that it should be below the rate that pertains in the Irish Republic. Peter Robinson, I think, said that publicly. We know what the cost of that would be in Treasury terms. We know what if there was a graduation, what the cost would be. It'll be a final decision by the executive, an assessment as to what would make us competitive. It's a case now of getting a final figure agreed between ourselves and the Treasury.
Sure, but if you're sitting at that executive table in the role as finance minister, are you saying to your colleagues around the table, we need to go below what the Republic's corporation tax rate is, or we need to match it? What is your view?
Well, our party's view is on public record, and our party's view is that it should be below.
And finally, are you optimistic?
Well,
on corporation tax?
I'm always optimistic.
On corporation tax?
On corporation tax, I have to remain optimistic that because I believe that it is an important lever, but I will only accept it, and we will only accept it collectively, if it is at a price which does not damage the Northern Ireland economy. Because don't forget, Stephen, I may have said this time and time to you again, I spoke at a dinner last night where some of the members of the logistics industry were saying, look, we need to have more money spent on roads, we need to have more money spent on training. All of that comes from the public purse. Now, if we overpay for corporation tax, then we impair the ability to do the other things which are important for the economy. And that's why it's important that we do not overpay for the devolution of corporation tax. And that's why it's so important to get these figures right, because don't forget, it's not just for 1 year. We will live with those figures for a long time.
And I know you need to go, so this is the final question. Are you comfortable, indeed, would you be prepared to tolerate the banks paying that rate of corporation tax?
Well, I think that if corporation tax is going to be devolved, then it will apply to everyone, though I would point out, and this is one of the points we have made to the Treasury in negotiations, because of the write-offs of losses, banks will not be paying corporation tax for probably the next 10 years. Yet, in the figure which we have been given as an assessment, historically, of course, banks were big corporation taxpayers. Corporation tax paid by banks has been included in the figures. And one of the points we've been making to the Treasury, why are you including a figure for bank corporation tax when you know full well we'll not be paying it for the next 10 years?
All right.
We'll write losses off again.
Minister, thank you very much. Tax. Thank you very much indeed, Sammy.